You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The mitzvah that Hashem created to allow us to come close to Hashem and to be able to relate to Hashem on an intimate level. At the same point in time, to Hashem to be responsive to us, listen to us, intensify His hashgacha pratis, His divine providence concerning our well-being. All of this depends upon our state of spirituality. And one of the major chasadim HaKadosh Baruch created from the beginning of Bria to Olam, as Chazal tell us midrashically, is He created a special mitzvah called the mitzvah of tshuva, of return. The Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvahs and in the beginning of his interpretation of Hilchos Tshuva, in his Mishnah Torah, just says very simply, mitzvah se'achas, that the mitzvah tshuva is one of the mitzvahs asay, hu sheyoshuv hachote mecheto lefnei Hashem v'isfada. The mitzvah is to return from Hashem to Hashem from our sinful behavior, and not only to do it on a mental level, but to verbalize my return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam later on goes on to say that when it comes to tshuva, the mental as well as the verbal statements we make have to involve various pieces. First, to have a retrospective analysis of our past and realize the sins we have performed and say to ourselves, we are Menachem, we have tremendous regret of what we did in the past, and we are Ezev as a Chet, we want to forsake the sinful behavior. We then, after showing a total desire to disconnect from the averas of the past, we then have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're making kabbalos of how we're going to act and conduct ourselves in the present as well as in the future, kabbalah ala osid, to better ourselves, to intensify our mitzvah performance, the kavanas we have during our mitzvah performance, our ability to feel Hashem's divine presence every minute of the day, shivisa Hashem lenegdi tamid, and conduct ourselves as if we really believe what the Mishnah says, that Hashem is an ayin raya, Hashem sees everything, oizin shamas, Hashem hears everything. All that we do is recorded in the divine record book above, in the divine computer in Shemayim, that has a detailed description of what we do every day, every night. And this is a record book of how we acted with our Tzelem Elokim in this world, in the years we were on the face of this earth. And Hashem, with His chesed, gives us the ability to take this record and clean it up, to push the delete button on past events, and give us an ability to have a clean slate, if that's what we want to accomplish. This is called the mitzvah of tshuva. What I want to share with you today is a description of the mitzvah of tshuva on a very unique level. The level of interpretation I'm sharing with you was enunciated in depth by my dear revered Rebbe, Harav Hagoyin Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was called by his Talmidim, the Rav. He was my Rebbe for many years. He was the Rebbe of thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals, of many of the Rabbanim HaGadolim in Klal Yisrael. He helped rebuild Yiddishkeit, Torah Yiddishkeit in America and around the world at large. He was a major mentor for everyone, Torah and secular Jews as well. He was a person who tried to mekarev nidchei b'nei Yisrael and bring them back to Yiddishkeit. He taught us how to learn a Blat Gemara and other parts of the Torah based upon the unique brisk methodology that he was born into. After all, his great-grandfather was the Beis Halevi Soloveitchik of the Volozhin Yeshiva. His grandfather was the famous Rav Chaim of Brisk. His father was the famous Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. His famous uncle was Rav Elvel Soloveitchik. And he was the Rav Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, besides being a Rav and a tremendous mashpia in Boston, Massachusetts. Millions and millions of people were brought close to Yiddishkeit because of what he spoke and what he wrote and what is still being written and ultimately published today in his name. And one of his most favorite topics that he felt he had a chiyuv to be mazbir because of its importance in spiritual purification was the concept of tshuva. What does tshuva mean? How do we accomplish tshuva? What are we really doing? The text he used religiously to do this was the Rambam's text, the famous text used by the Briska Gedolim. And he shows in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, as well as other Mekoros, how a Jew can really perform a proper tshuva on the ultimate level, literally return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a very intimate personal level. So I want to share with you his words today, because if you hear his methodology, we hope that we can try to emulate him, utilize his ideas and concepts. So when we come to the Yemei HaDin, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, we'll be prepared to do what has to be done in order for the tshuva to be tshuva on the highest conceptual, practical level. And Hashem promises us, Shuv alai, ashuv alechem. You return to me, I will return to you, as I will describe in the next couple of minutes. So please listen carefully as I share with you the Hashkafa and the Lamdis of Rav Soloveitchik in his analysis of the mitzvah of doing tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik points out that if you look in the Rambam text, as he usually did, the Rambam makes a statement in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, in which he says, "Afa pi she tshuva v'hatzaka yafa le'olam," even though tshuva and crying out to Hashem can apply 365 days a year, "Basara hayamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim." In the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, starting with Rosh Hashanah, ending with Yom Kippur, doing tshuva during that period is the optimum time to do tshuva. miskabeles im yad Hashem is very willing during that tekufa to accept your emes dekatshuva immediately. Shenemi quotes the pasuk dir shu Hashem behimotzai. Hashem allows us in that period of time, based upon events of Jewish history of the past, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Shuva from Egel Hazav, the Rabbeinu Hashem allows us in this Tekufa to come back to him entirely. And Chazal say it applies to a Yochid, it applies to a Rabbim. We have a special ability in the period of time we are holding now to perform tshuva on the highest level and for Hashem to receive it on the highest level based upon the words of the Rambam. Now tshuva means, as I alluded to before, it's not just a mental format of remorse, charata, and ultimately kabbalos of doing what is right in tayag mitzvahs in the future. It's not just a mental process, but it must be articulated. You have to articulate it, and we articulate it over and over in the prayers that you recite, in the slichas prayers that you recite, in the shemona esrays that you recite, in the viduyim we recite, all the way up to the end of Ne'ilah. We have plenty of time to articulate what's in our heart and mind with verbal recitation, and it has to be recitated. You have to say it. It's not just sufficient to think it, if you're capable of speaking. The first question the Rav asks, if tshuva is a mitzvah, as I say, shaloh hazman grama, that's not based upon time limitations, la'olam we can do tshuva, what is so special about doing tshuva during aseres yimei tshuva? And the Rambam says it is special, but what's so special about it? To emphasize the unique nature of the tshuva of this period of time, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us the following. Once again, this is in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, that Yom Kippurim is the zman of tshuva l'chol yochid rabim. It's the time of the ultimate climax of the tshuva process for yechidim, for private people, for the tzibur at large, who keitz mechila v'slich l'Yisrael. It is the ultimate climax, the ultimate top level of us by doing tshuva to get mechila and slicha from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, we have to make sure, no matter how much we've done up until Yom Kippur, chayavim hakol asas tshuva lesfadas yom kippurim, we have to say many, many statements of tshuva through the viduyim and the tefillos we recite from Erev Yom Kippur all the way to the end. So Soloveitchik asks the next question. What happens on Yom Kippur that makes it such a special period of time in the ultimate Keitz and Mechila when it comes to Tshuva that it seems can't be accomplished the rest of the year? What's so special about Tshuva during this period of time? It's question number two. The Rambam, later on, in another part of Hilchos Tshuva, says that, let's think about this for a couple of minutes. In Pashas, Achrei Mais in the Torah, Sefer Vayikra. We have spelled out Avodas Yom HaKippurim when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. The Aveda that was done by the Kohen Gadol exclusively during this period of time. The special begadim that he wore, pure white ones. The avod he did outside in the golden begadim, and the avod he did inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with white begadim. That was the only time during the year that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do an avod lefnai lefnim. How many korbanos were brought on this day? Unbelievable amount. The Gemara in Yoma gives us a very, very intense description of all the avodas that were done on Yom Kippur. And you say to yourself, but today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. How powerful can our tshuva process be on Yom Kippur? So the Rambam gives us a little nechama. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, he says, Bizman hazeh shein Beis HaMikdash kayam. In our tekufa, the Beis HaMikdash still has not been rebuilt. Ein lanu mizbeach kapara. We don't have the avod of karbanos in the mizbeach to facilitate the kapara the way it was done when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. The only thing we have today to do on Yom Kippur is the mitzvah of tshuva. But the Ram says don't get fearful. Don't get depressed. Hatshuva mechaperes akol averos. Tshuva can cause kapara on all the sins in the Torah. Afilo rasha kol yomav. If God forbid a person was a rasha their entire life, v'yasa tshuva b'achrona, and they did tshuva all the way at the end, ein maskirin lo shemdava merishai, they'll never in Shemayim ever be mentioned when he goes there after 120 years, when his book of his life, in which everything's written down, when they look for the event of the past, if he did a tshuva gemura, it's been deleted. Shenema rishis harasha rasha lo yakashaba b'yom tshuva mirishau. And then the Rambam adds one more point. The atzvel shiyom ha-kippurim, the ultimate kedushas hayom of the day of Yom Kippur itself, mechapel l'shavim, causes a kapara for those that do tshuva. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ki b'yoyim hazeh yechap aleichem. On this day, Hashem says, he will give you total kapara. So we see that according to the Rambam, even bizman hazeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt yet, we can still accomplish incredible things with our tshuva. A total kapara is possible, believe it or not, even though we're not bringing one karban on the day of Yom Kippur, Bezman Hazeh, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash in which to bring these karbanos. Tremendous chiddush, but a tremendous nechama to us as well, that we can accomplish a lot, at least at this point in time, even without the kabbanis that were normally brought during the holy avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, even lefnai lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what is interesting is that even though the Rambam seems to say the Yom Kippur with a real tshuva gemura gets rid of all the problems, all averos, There seems to be in the Rambam's text a little contradiction. Because later on he says, Afa pisha tshuva mechaper es hakol, even though tshuva is mechaper on everything, v'atzmo sheyom kippur mechaper, and he said also that the day Yom Kippur, the Kedushas HaYom is mechaper. He then points out there are four different types of averos. Some of them have total kapara through tshuva Yom Kippurim, and some of them don't. And he delineates. It's based upon the Gemara, in Masechtas Yoman Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the concept of the Dalit Chalukei Kapara. If a person violates a mitzvah, say, where there's no kares, he just has to do a tshuva gemura, and he has total mechila. Category one, which is his mavatul mitzvah, say, din lulav and esrog as an example. There's not many tefillin. Category two, he was oivalos say, where there's no chiyuv of karis or Mrs. Bezdin, might be a chiyuv of malchus. Achmolos ate non-kosher food. He has to do tshuva, but the tshuva needs Yom Kippur together with it to cause a full kapara. That's category number two. Category number three, if you violated a mitzvah that had as a punishment krisos or Mrs. Bezdin, which were very severe punishments in Shemayim or down here on the face of this earth, tshuva helps, Yom Kippur helps, but you still need a third phenomenon, yesurim. Gomes HaKapara, you have to be inflicted with Yisurim to get Kapara on these Averas Chamuras. You violate, for instance, Chilul Shabbos as an example. And finally, the fourth level. A Jew was violating an Avera that caused a Chilul Shem Shemayim. You literally cause a profanation of Hashem's divine essence and aim. For this, you need tshuva, you need Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim, but the only way of getting rid of everything is ultimately by death itself. Four things are needed to rectify Echil Hashem. That's at least what the Rambam says in his Halachas of Tshuva, in the Dalach Lekhil Kapara, quoting and paraphrasing the Gemara Masechtas Yoma. So the million-dollar question everybody asks is, there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam said before that Tshuva and Yom Kippur are mechaper on everything, no matter how severe the avera is, even without karbanos. Doesn't mention Yisurim, doesn't mention Misa. How in the world do you reconcile that Rambam with this Rambam that says a certain averos need, besides tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and also Misa? So comes along the world of first the Talmud, the Talmudic world, and then the Briscoe world, and they point out, based upon the Gemara once again in Yoma and Peivav Amud Beis, that there are two types of tshuva a person can do. A tshuva that a person does because of Yiras Hashem, the person realizes God can punish him on the moment because the sin is a rebellion against Hashem. When you rebel against Hashem in any of the mitzvahs, you deserve to be punished on the spot and perhaps lose your life because of it. You do tshuva because of fear of punishment. So the Gemara says, what happens when you do tshuva for that reason? Sedonas nasalo kishkaga. An avera that was done with rebellion as a zadom becomes a shkaga. An avera that's done accidentally, not knowing the consequences or the time frame or the ramifications, it seems to reduce the severity of the crime from a zadon to a shkaga. But that's if you do tshuva because of fear of divine punishment. If, however, you do tshuva, which is called a tshuva mi'ava because of your love of Hashem, your desire to reconnect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, your desire to have an intimacy of intense hashgacha pratis between yourself and the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you do it because you love Hashem, you didn't want to rebel, you didn't mean to do anything to cause a negative relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do it out of pure love to connect Hashem and establish the pristine purity relationship you had before the sin with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that type of tshuva makes a zadon, a rebellious sin. And the Gemara says what happens to that sin, not only is it totally erased, but nasa kezachios, it becomes a spiritual merit for you. A tshuva mi'ava eliminates the sin entirely, cuts it out of your record, and it becomes a spiritual zechus for you in Shemayim, both in this world and the world to come. Says upon this, Rav Soloveitchik, quoting the world of Brisk and interpreting the Rambam that I quoted before, the contradiction. When the Rambam said that tshuva itself is mechaper on everything, together with Yom Kippur, everything is forgiven. Lock, stock, and barrel. No level of avera is left behind. Everything's totally forgiven and wiped out from your record. That's talking about doing tshuva mi'ava, as the Gemara says in Yoma. Even a zadon disappears from your record. You're clean and free from the chet. No punishment. Even on Achil Hashem, there's no need of having even miso yisurim to mechaper. Tshuva ma'avra cleans everything away. When the Rambam talked about the dalet chaluke kapara, where you're doing tshuva only miyira, there, since it's not 100% sincere because of avat Hashem, you do it because of fear and trepidation of divine punishment and yisurim, chas v'shalom, maybe even death. The most that tshuva could do is lighten the level of the sin from a zadon to a shaygeg, where the punishment is not that severe, but it doesn't eradicate the sin. To eradicate the sin entirely, the tshuva must be promulgated from pure avat Hashem, not only yirat Hashem, and therefore the Rambams were discussing different types of motivations behind tshuva. When it's from ava, everything's cleaned out. When it's from Yirah, there's a reduction, but the reduction does not eliminate even a Chil Hashem that was done b'shegek. They're Dalid Chalukei Kapara. This is the way the Rav answered the world, the way Brisk learned the Rambam, and it's mentioned by other Gedolim as well, and Cheskinich and others mention this Chilik as well, and explaining the Rambam. But now we come to a very important question. If tshuva mi'ava is so powerful, and it's able to eradicate the Aveira and literally have it deleted from the Sefer Zichronos in Shemayim, and it becomes some type of spiritual zuchus for you,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why in the world can't I accomplish this 365 days a year? Why does the Rambam seem to emphasize that you need as well the element of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and especially the day of Yom Kippur, to accomplish the highest level of tshuva and kapara when it comes to different time periods of the year? What does Yom Kippur and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva add that allows it, that to be the most powerful time during the year for the tshuva even me'ava to reach the most successful levels it possibly can reach when it comes to our spiritual rectification, spiritual purification, and our return to the Rabbeinu Shalom? $1 million question. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik and he says, I'm going to teach you something very important. Listen very carefully as I explain to you what Yom Kippur adds that's so important to the whole picture over here. Listen to the Rav Soloveitchik's explanation. When a person sins, they commit averos, there are in actuality two things that are happening. As I mentioned before, a sin is an act of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It deserves immediate divine punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person who's a sinner. No matter what sin it is, you are rebelling against the Rabbeinu Shalom. Maybe you deserve it at that moment, even Misa, because of the rebellion that you did. But remember, Chazal tell us, Hashem, when He created the world, created not only a Midas Hadin, but He created a Midas Harachamim. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The Yugim Midas, we mention in our tefillahs. So the Rabbeinu Shalom allows us to think about what we just did and to have a chance to rethink what we did. And He created the mitzvah of tshuva to allow us to try to eradicate this rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Soloveitchik, if that's the case, since sin represents rebellion, how does Hashem protect us from divine punishment? So he says, that is the concept of kaparas hachet. Hashem gives us a shield to protect us from divine punishment for that momentary rebellion of sin, even bezadayim. And he says the word kapara is similar to a noun, kapores, the cover that was on top of the Oren HaKadosh contained in the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the same way the Kaparas protected and shielded the Luchos and the Taros, all the holy objects contained in the Oren HaKadosh. Tshuva Mi'ava gives us a kapara, shielding us from any midas adin that should be against us, even if, God forbid, it involved a chil Hashem. When you do a tshuva mi'ava, everything is erased from the divine record book, and the midas adin will not touch us because tshuva causes a kapara. It shields us, if it's a real tshuva mi'ava, from any divine consequences of punishment. However, there's another dimension of sin. This is very Kabbalistic. The Zohar talks about this continuously. And even regular sources in Torah Shel Baal Peh, which are not Zohar, talk about the concept as well. Hashem created us with a neshama tahirish and a satibi. Every morning we recite the prayer, Lakai, neshama shenasatibi tahirahi. We have a certain kedusha as a Jew, a certain spiritual purity we obtained at Har Sinai, b'kabbalah satera. A Jew naturally, if they're shomer Torah v'mitzvahs, maintain that Torah and that Kedusha. When we do mitzvahs, we even enhance it. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav. God sanctifies and elevates us through mitzvahs. But if a person momentarily sins, and unfortunately the pasuk says in Keheles, Ein tzaddik baras ha-shaylo, she-yaseh tov v'lo yechteh, nobody in this world is a malach, as a human being. We have a yetzer hara besides a yetzer tov. Sometimes slippage takes place. Sometimes we sin. Zadon, shkaga, but we sometimes sin. And know what happens when we sin? It brings a ruach tuma, which contaminates the kedusha of our holy neshama. The neshama, tarshin asatibi, is contaminated because the sin brings with it an element of spiritual contamination. It's metame aguf, metame aneshama. So our Soloveitchik says, how do we get rid of that problem? How do we repurify our neshama, aguf? How do we bring it back to the state of pristine purity it had? Kodem achet. Haneshama shesati b'tahorehi. What the Rabbanu Shalom did to accomplish that is he gave us the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva with our tfilos and our slichais, culminating with the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a promise in the Avodas Yom Kippur mentioned in Achrei Mos. It says there the following, Ki b'yom hazeh yechap aleichem L'tar eschem echol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. On this day, the day of Yom Kippur, not only is your tshuva going to give you kapara, a protection of any divine punishment, but l'tar eschem, it's going to purify your neshama and your body from the contamination of sin of chet. Mikol chatoseichem, from any level of sin that you committed. Lift the Hashem tetaru, but I want you to know that level of spiritual purification, elevation, and literally bringing back the state of pristine purity, Kedem Achet, is accomplished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo B'Yatzmo. Lift the Hashem Titaru. I will cause the Tahara. I created your Neshama. I created your Guf. I created your state of purity. If you contaminate it, only I have the power to once again process that neshama and that guf and bring it back to the state of pristine purity it had, Kedem Achet. Kedushas Yom Kippur has the intensity of being with Neha Kadosh Baruch Hu and allowing the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene and to help in our tshuva process, and to literally purify us and bring us back to a state of total tahara, eliminate any level of spiritual contamination that was caused by averos of the past year. Tshuva miyava might serve as the ultimate kapara to eradicate the consequences of sin when it comes to divine punishment. But Yom Kippur is needed for the concept of total ritual spiritual rectification and purification. That the neshama shall be once be tahirahi. That's what we need Yom Kippur for. That's the gzeres akasu ki b'yom hazeh yechap aleichem. L'taris ha'mechocha taseichem. Lifnei Hashem titaru. So Soloveitchik says that's why tshuva mi'ava might cause kapara of all our averos and eliminate it from the sefer zechronos kol hashana kula. But the tumah of the chet is still there. We gotta wait for the holy period of the aseres and made tshuva, culminating in Yom Kippur itself, for the tara from the chet and the tumah of the chet to be eradicated metaphysically from our body and soul by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'b'atzmo. That's the power of Yom Kippur. Atzmo shel Yom Mechaper. The experience of Yom Kippur gives us the ability, if we do a proper tshuva miyava, for total purification and rectification and reestablishment of our pristine purity from the time of our creation into this world. That's the power of Yom Kippurim. And that is why the Rambam and everybody else places so much emphasis that when you come to the Aser Samei Tshuva, use it properly during this period of time, be medaktik and mitzvahs more than you are kol hashana kula. Do activities lefnim meshuras adin, mitzvahs on a higher level of sanctification, of purity, of showing Hashem, I really want to return to you. Shuva elai. I really mean it sincerely. You do the viduyim. You say the slichais. Salachti, chatosi, pashati, avat, fisi. All the nuschas you have to say. Lecharata, aziva sachet, kabbalah lala osit. You realize that at the end of the day, for this tshuva miyava to be complete in kapara and ultimately tahara, it has to be connected to Yom Kippur as well. That's why we're so concerned to experience this experience of Yom Kippur, to have the Matka Bepatish, the completion of Tshuva and Tahara, take place. Ba'oisa Hayom. There's a maimer of the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, at the end of Masechtas Yoma, Rabbi Akiva himself was one of the greatest Tanoim we ever had. A Gadol who literally made sure that the Mesaris of Torah of Har Sinai was preserved for eternity. His great five Talmid, the Gemara tells us in Yavamais, literally absorbed from Rabbi Akiva all of Torah Shebiksav, all of Torah Shebal Peh, the Nigla and the Nistar. And his Talmidim transferred all of that through their various Sfarim to all generations to come to the end of time. Rabbi Akiva, who experienced the exaltation of being a Baal Tshuva with Kiddush and Tahara on the highest level, makes the following statement, which I want to read to you today. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem mitarim, in front of who you are purifying yourself. He's talking about the Jews on Yom Kippur. Umi mitar eschem, and who is accomplishing the Tara process. Avicha shebeshamayim, the Rabbanu from heaven is completing the Tahara of the tshuva process. Shenema v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem. I sprinkle upon you the waters that will spiritually purify yourself. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is looked upon as the mikveh of Klal Yisrael. Ma mikveh metar es hatameim. Alpha Kadosh Baruch Matarish Israel. The same way a mikveh has the power to matar everybody who is tamei with spiritual ritual contamination. Likewise, the Rabbeinu Shalom is a divine mikveh mataring us from all the spiritual contaminants of sin that were matami metaphysically aguf and anushama. On Yom Kippur Hashem, B'chvodo u'b'yatzma, if we're worthy, is metaras and brings us back to pristine state of spiritual purity. Akiva witnessed it. Rabbi Akiva experienced it. And he gave it over as a tradition to all of his Talmidim, his great Talmidim, to transfer this Yisod to Klal Yisrael until the end of time, to realize how powerful this is. You'll ask me a question. How does a person achieve the Tshuva Miyava, which ultimately allows them to be Zeicha to the Tara as well of Yom Kippurim? So the Gadol I want to recite now to end my share with is the great Rav Chaim Volozhin, Sheshiva of the Volozhin Yeshiva, who writes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim the following statement. He points out, why does the Pasuk seem to connect the concept of Ohalim, tents, to Nechalim? Nechal is a river, flowing water. Oil is a tent. What is it coming to teach you? Lomalach, I'm quoting the nefesh achayim achayim v'lajim. Ma nechala malin oda mituma v'latara. When you go into a moving body of water, it purifies you, like a mikveh. It purifies you. Af olim, the tents. What tents? The tents of Torah. Malam adam ikav koyv lekav schus. Bring you up from a life of unfortunate spiritual degradation, and they lift you up to a level of spiritual merit on the highest level. Mamayim halalo mikvatara liYisrael. The same way waters serve as a mikvah of water purification for Klal Yisrael. Kach divrei Torah. The words of Torah that we learn. Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapeh. When it comes to that, mikvah Torah liYisrael, it is also mikvah purification for Jews. Bekomakomos moshvel sehem. And all of their inhabitations. Bo ure'e kame gedoyle keichel shel Torah. Let's see how great is the power of Torah. Shemetaheres es poshi Yisrael. Torah can cleanse and purify even people who are rebellious sinners in Klal Yisrael. Bizman she'osin tshuva, when they do tshuva, even from avodah zarah shebiyadam, even if they committed idolatry, chas v'shalom. And then he says, v'chayim v'lajin, ki ika ha'tshuva ha'shleim ha'amitis, shima'ava, how do I accomplish a tshuva mi'ava that I taught you? Has the capacity, has the ability to make your zedonos, zechuyos, your fullest spiritual merit, and all the negatives are taken away and erased forever? How do you reach a level of tshuva mi'ava to accomplish this? Says Rav Chaim V'lajin, who rak al-yidei esek ha-Torah k'ra'uy. That's only if you learn Torah the proper way. The proper way is, read the malas of the Torah contained in the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos that describes all the benefits a person has when they turn the blot of the Gemara, the learning, and they learn Torah Lishma, when they're learning Chumash, when they're learning Nach, when you're learning Halacha. When you're involved in Torah study, it changes you. It elevates you. It connects you to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You become an Oyev Es HaMakom. You develop a love of Hashem by intense learning and understanding of the Torah. And he points out in our tefillos we recite, Hashiveinu avin l'teiresecha. If you allow us to return to our Torah and study it properly, not only analyze it, not only understand it, but integrate it into our personality. Change the way we think. Change the way we act. We should act with a ruach of tahara v'kedusha, and think of holy things. Aspire for sanctification of our deeds, our daily activities. Torah has the power to do such. If we have the power of Torah behind us, hachzereinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha, that will guarantee we'll do a full-fledged tshuva, a tshuva shleim on the highest level, tshuva miyava, to allow not only full kapara on all the averos we might have committed, but at the same point in time, give us the ability to have pure Tahara and Kedusha restored to us in our experience of Yom Kippurim. We therefore see, Rav Soloveitchik says, that the mitzvah of tshuva is very, very powerful. The mitzvah of tshuva is energized and elevated when it comes because of our in-depth knowledge and connection to Torah, which we integrate not only into the cells of our mind, but the cells of our heart, the cells of our body, that our body is doing things because of the Ratz and Hashem. We're doing Avodas Hashem, Mi Avat Hashem, because we love Hashem. Kirivas Hashem Litov, the intimacy we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the highest level of good we can achieve in this world. Torah is a mikveh tahara, and the Kedusha of Yom Kippur with Hashem's divine help is also a mikveh of tahara for us on Yom Kippurim. One more concept and we're finished. Rav Soloveitchik says how interesting it is that in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol outside in the Azara, and he does the Avodos there, he does it with his golden garments that the Kohen Gadol wears uniquely. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he changes to all of his white begadim, and he goes in there to do the Aveda in totally white. No gold begadim are brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only white begadim. What's the reason? So says Rav Soloveitchik, outside in the Azara, which represents our Avodas Hashem Kol HaShana Kula, what we do the whole year is try to make what was the Ketega, which was an angel of prosecution against us. When they see us doing Torah v'mitzvahs with objects we use for sin, that gold is no longer used for an Egel Hazav, but it's used to be the gold kelim we use to do the Aveda in the Mikdash. When that happens, that's called Tshuvas HaMishkal, the Ketega Nasa Senegar. What was the accusatory angel now becomes the defense attorney. The outside Aveda and golden begotten represent our Avedas from Kol HaShana Kula, where we try to do a Tshuvas HaMishkal. Instead of a Chila Hashem, we do a Kiddush Hashem, which Rabbeinu Yonah says is able to mechapa even on Chila Hashem and eliminates the need of Misa to mechaper. Ram says, Tshuva Miyava eradicates everything. We become one Kiddush Hashem machine. But in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to then accentuate Hashem. There's one thing we can't do ourselves. We can't purify ourselves, clean our neshama out, and do the pristine purity in itself. We have to have Hashem be the one to do it for us. Lifnei Hashem titaru. He then puts on white begadim, takes off his gold begadim, and says, Rabbeinu Shalom, Amifnai Lifnim, bringing the holy Ketores, sprinkling the holy dam of my Karbanos, saying Vidu, being Mispalot Hashem. And we're asking you, Rabbeinu Shalom, we've done what we have to do to rectify the sins outside. But we need now the promise you gave us, that Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, you will give us purity of our neshama. Make us clean again, white as snow, as my white begotten represent. For that, Rabbeinu Shalom, only you are capable of doing that. We don't even have a Havamina to be able to have that type of divine capacity, even though we're created B'Tzelem Elokim. He walks in the white begodim, and he says to Hashem, if that's the case, Hashem, Anishamas need purity. The besamim represents the purity of Anishamas. Lifnei Hashem titaru, grant us the bracha you gave us and promised us in the Torah. Ki b'yom hazeh yechap alech l'mataras l'mechoch atasechem. Lifnei Hashem titaru. That's why he changes into pure white, to ask for the Torah mechanism of Yom Kippur, to accompany the kapara, and together to exit Yom Kippur with total kapara, total purity, as we finish the Avodas Hayom at the Eilat. Let's hope and pray that this coming year, as we do our Avodos, our Slichos very shortly, our Viduyim, our Tfilos, and Shemoneh Esrei, so Yom Kippur through, from Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, everything else in between, that the Rebbeinu Shel will see the sincerity of Klal Yisrael to want to return to Hashem, to realize the existence of Klal Yisrael depends upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo B'Atzmo. He maintains the existence of the entire universe. He maintains the existence of Klal Yisrael against all odds. We need Kapara and we need Tahara. Let's hope and pray we all do a tshuva miyava. We take all the Torah we learned the entire year and apply it to the inner resources of our being, to our holy soul, our neshama, our moach, our heart, our body. Elevate ourselves. Lifnei Hashem, we should try to get tahara. And Hashem says, don't worry, I will be metahar you. As Rav Kiva says, Ashreichem. Mimetaris Gamavina Shebeshamayim. Wish everybody a ksiva vechasima teva, a good geben shyoa. Everybody who needs a refuah should get a refuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever needs a yeshua should get a yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem shemekabetz klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. Protect us from all our adversaries. All the brachas mentioned in the Torah should be bestowed upon Amcha Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, as they were promised in the Torah. We should be worthy of those benedictions. We should be able to experience the Avodas Yom Kippurim with all the kabanos and with all the activities of a Kohen Gadol leading us once again, that the Kedushas Hayom should be even more intensified with the sacrificial service Yom Kippur, once again modeling that which is written in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Achrei Mos. Lashon haba b'Yerushalayim habanuya, and b'yis Mashiach said kainu aksiva v'chasima teva. Lashon haba b'Yerushalayim habanuya. I wish you a total year of bracha v'hatzlacha, and let's hope and pray that all the nevuahs concerning that period will come true. We'll see it with our own eyes. The kiddush shem shemayim throughout the world will be revealed. And all the besuris tevis of those yemos hamashiach and the world of olam haba will be witnessed and experienced by us. B'mhei remeinu, amen v'amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.